It's official. You're standing on business and getting the last laugh, and they are not okay. Someone who once had power over your emotions is now spinning, unraveling, losing their grip. Not because you argued, but because you didn't. You didn't flinch, didn't engage, didn't believe them. That silence, that boundary, that disinterest, it's driving them wild. You're not falling for the performance anymore. Not the fake apologies, not the love bombing, not the don't you believe me theatrics. You saw through them, one of them you once loved and maybe hoped to build with. The other, you never liked them, but you tolerated them. Until now. Now the fog has cleared and you've clocked the energy for what it is. Manipulative, entitled, and flat out chaotic. They can't handle that you've changed your mind, that you're not playing the same part in their drama. For the one who's used to the roller coaster, used to you riding their highs and lows, you're saying, nope, I want peace now. And for the other one who never expected you to wise up, you're saying, I don't know you like that anymore. Let that sit. Someone is spiraling because they can't control you. And that's the thing, they never could. They just got used to you questioning yourself. But those days are over. You've upgraded your self-awareness. You've made your healing the priority. You've stopped chasing their approval and started making room for actual joy, rest, pleasure, and peace. And the moment you got receptive to better, the old cast got exposed for what they were, temporary characters in a role you've outgrown. So you're not explaining yourself. You're not arguing your evolution. You're holding your boundary, shutting the door, and walking toward a life that actually feels good to your nervous system. One that feels like safety, not survival. They're mad because they can't come with you. Mad because you're not playing the game anymore. And while they're trying to pull you back into the story, you've already rewritten the ending. You're choosing to protect your peace over proving your point. You're done performing, done doubting, done shrinking. Let them spiral, let them talk, let them stew in their confusion. Because you're over here choosing your joy and getting the last laugh without ever raising your voice. Affirm it right now. My life is changing for the better, and it's happening right now, not next month, not when they get it together, not when the apology finally lands. It's already in motion. Your new life has already started. And no wonder you felt exhausted. It's because you've been outgrowing environments, people, and beliefs that were too small for where you're going. Someone close to you has been treating this connection like a soap opera. A love-hate up-and-down roller coaster they never wanted to get off. They fed off the drama. They liked watching you question yourself. But what they didn't count on was your elevation, your clarity, your refusal to stay stuck in old dynamics. And now, you have the upper hand. You've changed your mind. And they are absolutely spiraling. You've got two energies circling you right now. One is someone you once deeply cared for, someone you may have pictured a future with. The other, a person you never liked but tolerated for too long. Both have been quietly watching, secretly assessing your glow-up. They thought you'd stay at rock bottom. They didn't think you'd recover, let alone rise. And yet, here you are, different, grounded, thriving, free. You've revoked your energy, your love, your access. You're no longer explaining your boundaries, you're simply enforcing them. They thought you wouldn't walk away. They thought you'd come back, or stay small, or let things slide. And now that they see you really meant it, they're unraveling. Because they always feared you'd change your mind, but they never expected it to be about them. Someone is shook that you no longer believe a word they say. Another is stunned that you outpaced them professionally, emotionally, and spiritually, and they only just figured it out. And here's the kicker. They don't even know the half of it. You're only halfway into this new chapter, and already they can't breathe. Wait until they see what's really coming. So keep moving forward. Let them lose their minds trying to figure out how you did it. You're not explaining a thing. You're not waiting for them to catch up. You're living, growing, creating, and loving your new life. It's official. You're no longer the person they remember, and it's driving them up a wall. You've shifted timelines so fast, they're over there convulsing with confusion, not even fully grasping just how far you've elevated. But don't worry. God, your angels, and your ancestors are about to formally acquaint them with the new version of you, the one they underestimated, the one who doesn't answer to anyone but divine authority. They thought you'd ask permission. They thought it was still Mother May I season in your life. Meanwhile, you've entered your catch me outside era, and you're not checking in, explaining or defending. You don't move for applause, you move for purpose. And because of that, you've become untouchable. What's unfolding now is sacred. Your peace is non-negotiable. Your joy is protected. Unexpected blessings are landing today, and that peace you've been craving, it starts now. For those of you still having to navigate toxic ties due to family, shared spaces, children, or legacy responsibilities, you're not powerless. You're being spiritually fortified. There's a divine force field rising up around you. You might have to see them, but they no longer have access to you. You're guarded by warriors. Your angelic protection is ferocious. Archangel Michael is not playing about you. Your ancestors are showing up in full force because you are not meant to be anybody's emotional punching bag. You are not meant to babysit chaos agents, whether they're loud and messy or quietly manipulative. See, you bring out the parts of people they've been trying to hide. You walk into a room and their unhealed trauma shows up first. That's not your fault, it's your frequency. You've always had boundaries, but now they're reinforced with divine steel. You've quantum leaped, you're building something real, and every time they blink, you've evolved again. They were too busy spreading rumors to realize they lost their shot. You were the blessing they misread, and now they're watching you ascend with nothing left but regret and confusion. So let them stew, let them spiral, let them wonder how you keep rising. You'll just keep glowing, growing, and building, because that's what chosen ones do. They blinked and missed your whole glow up. Too bad, you're not turning around. You're done explaining yourself. You're done shrinking for people who refuse to grow. You're a whole god or goddess out here, grounded, regal, and radiant. The people acting childish still. You've outgrown them in ways they can't even comprehend. They remember the version of you that was shackled by doubt, guilt, addiction, pain, or people-pleasing. And they're shocked that version no longer exists. They're confused by your calm, your composure, your refusal to react. They don't understand that you've done the work. You've confronted your demons. You've been to the depths, and now you rise with power that doesn't need to be proven. You're a recovering hothead, a recovering fixer, a recovering overthinker, and you've turned every scar into sacred wisdom. Now they're trying to bait you. They want the old you back, the one they could poke and prod and push over the edge. But you've silenced all of that noise. You've become a fortress. And here's what's wild. They've been gossiping about you, telling anyone who'll listen that you are the toxic one. Meanwhile, the crowd they've gathered, just as insecure and unhealed as they are. But you, you're not even mad. You actually feel bad for them. You've got bigger things to focus on. Your peace, your purpose, your presence. You're grounded in your truth. And if anyone has a problem with that, they can take a number, stand in line, and file a complaint with the universe. Because you're too booked and blessed to care. You are in your do not disturb era. You're not competing. You're not comparing. You're not playing into their drama. And what they hate most is that you're still wishing them well while walking away. You've been working in silence, elevating into your cosmic power, and people are starting to notice that the narrative about you doesn't match your energy. In fact, some are quietly changing their minds about you. People who swore they'd never speak to you again are realizing they got the wrong story. That you're not toxic. You just stopped tolerating it. That your boundaries are not cruelty. They're evidence of self-respect. And as for those who said, "I promise I'll change," you're no longer waiting. You're no longer making excuses. You're not feeling guilty for letting them go. You're not being mean. You're just finally doing what's best for you. And that's not up for debate.